Les, hi, Les. What's up? What's on it? Hello?
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 Hi, is Brian available, please?
Speaking.
Hiya, Brian. How are you? It's James here from MMA Legal. You inquired about a Scottish redress claim. Is that correct?
Yes.
From when you was in childcare, when you was young?
I was in jails in the first school.
All right. Okay. No problem at all. So because you was in an approved school before 2004, you will qualify for a compensation payment, okay. All we have to do is go for a claim form with you. It takes around about 10 minutes to complete. Then we'll also get a form of ID from you and get it set up and sent through to the solicitors for you. Is that okay, Brian?
Sure.
Good stuff. So, Brian, just before I continue, do you use the application on your phone, WhatsApp, at all? Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yes.
You do. Brilliant stuff. Okay. So what we'll do very shortly, we'll get our administration's team to send you a message through via WhatsApp, and they'll get a form of ID from yourself and a proof of address. Is that okay?
Certainly.
Brilliant. Okay, Brian, so my name is James Thompson. I'm going to be your case handler. Yes, James Thompson, that's the one, yeah. So I'm going to go through a report. I'll go for a report with you now while I'm on the phone. It takes a maximum of 5 minutes to complete. Once I've completed that, I'll then let you know what's going to happen moving forward. Okay, bud?
Sure.
Great stuff. So, Brian, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's 31/3/1964.
31/3/1964. Okay. In regards to any abuse that you may have witnessed when you was younger, you will qualify for a payment. Now, the average payout for a compensation redress claim is around about £45,000, okay? But the solicitors will let you know that when they ring you later on in due course, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Just what is your postcode there, Brian?
G52. 3RT.
Yes. And is that Kinnell Avenue, is that correct?
Correct.
What number?
133/2/3.
Brilliant stuff. I've got you. There we go. Okay. So, moving on, is this the best contact number for us to contact you on, Brian?
Yes.
Great. Do you have an email address at all, Brian?
Nobody.
You don't have no email address, no?
No.
How did you set your WhatsApp up on your phone if you don't have an email address? Was it via your phone number, is that right?
Yeah, by the number, yeah. Somebody put it on to me.
By the number. All right, no problem. Are you okay using WhatsApp? Do you know how to use it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no problem at all. Okay, Brian, have you ever been known by any other names at all? So when you was younger in childcare, was you known by any other names at all?
No, my full name is Brian White. White spelled W-H-Y-T-E and the Brian's B-R-I-A-N.
Yep. Yep, I've got that. No problem at all, Brian. Okay. So, how old was you when you was in the children's home?
15. I went to Larch Grove Remand Centre first, and then I went to jails in 79.
Right. Okay. So you was around about 15 years old, was you?
Yeah.
And up to what? 15 till about 18, would you say?
No, I was about 16 and a half when I got out.
Okay, no problem at all. Okay, so you witnessed or have you sustained any abuse when you was in the children's home?
Yeah, more physical abuse.
Physical abuse, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the name of the home that you was in? What was the name of the place that you was in where you there was physical abuse. What was the name of that?
Nielsen's. Approved school in Beeve.
Do you want to spell that for me, please, Brian?
I think the Nielsen's spelled G-A-E-L-L-E-N. No, Gales. Gales Land. No, G-A-E-L-S Land.
Gales Land.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was in
Beeve. Scotland, yes.
Yeah, in Beeve.
Was it in Beeve in Ayrshire, yeah?
Yes, correct.
I've got that here. I've got it on the records. Okay. Bear with me a moment. I won't be a moment, but all right.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. While you was there, did you say you witnessed some physical abuse? Was it to yourself or was it to other children?
Yeah, to me and others. We would get hit with a piece of wood, a stick. You had to go to the boss's office. You know, if something went wrong, then nobody owned up. Then we all copped it.
Okay. Okay. Did that go on for a number of years?
Well, the time I was there, yeah. You had to go into the boss's office and bend over a big chair. So your backside was in the air and it was just whack, whack. With a piece of stick.
Right, okay. And you also witnessed other children. Did it happen to other children, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Has it affected you in your adulthood? Do you suffer from like any mental health issues or anything?
It's hard to say, mate, but I got involved in drugs and continued with prison and stuff. You know, you don't want to say it's got an effect on you, but I think that's just denial.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to put that onto your report, okay?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Was it drugs and alcohol?
Yeah, drugs and alcohol. And just general chaos. People just hated the system.
Okay. Okay, Brian, bear with me a moment. Okay. Brian, what was the local care that you was cared under? Was it Ayrshire Council or was it Glasgow Council?
It would have been Ayrshire. It was run by the Church of Scotland.
Or was it run by the Church of Scotland, was it?
Yeah, it was run by the Church of Scotland, but it was in Ayrshire.
Okay. Right, no problem at all. So what's the name of your doctors, Brian, your local doctor's surgery?
It's Crescent Medical Centre, Hillington Road, Glasgow.
Crescent Medical Centre, did you say?
Crescent, yeah, Crescent Medical Centre, Hillington Road, Glasgow.
Okay. If I do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you, I'm just updating the report, okay?
No problem, mate. I'm used to people going quiet on me.
Give me a moment, pal.
Yeah, you're fine, buddy. I've got all the time in the world.
Oh, good stuff. Like I said, the compensation, it's never going to heal any scars from the past, but it's hopefully there to give you a brighter future, okay? Can you just confirm your age for me, please, Brian?
I am 61. I'll be 62 on the 31st of March.
Okay. You don't have any terminal illnesses, do you, Brian?
PTSD, mate. I was stabbed 13 times in 2010. I've had cardiac arrest. I've had my chest opened up and God knows what. I've got about four feet
wow.
of scars and scarring that I feel every minute of the day.
Right, okay. Okay, no problem at all. I'll put that onto your report for you. Do you know your parents' names by any chance?
Yeah, my dad was John White and my mother was Annie Connor.
John.
Yeah, my dad's name is John White. And my mother's knee name is Annie Connor.
Annie Connor. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know their date of birth by any chance?
I think my dad's is... what was it? 2/10? No, I'm not sure. I'm not, my mum was born in 26. My dad was 28. No, no.
Okay, don't worry. That's fine. Don't worry about it. If you don't know it, we can get it from records. Don't worry about that. Okay. When you was younger, do you recall living at any addresses when you was younger before you went into care? Do you remember a home address that you used to live at?
23 Iona Street, Govan.
23 Iona Street?
Yes, Iona.
Iona Street. Let me see if I can find that on system, okay?
Yeah. They're pulled down now, but I was born in a house at 23 Iona Street.
Was that in Edinburgh, is that correct?
No, Govan, Glasgow. Govan, just right next door to the famous Glasgow Rangers.
Oh, aye, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, give me a moment. Iona Street in Glasgow.
Yeah, Govan, Glasgow.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to edit that on system, okay? Won't be a second, bud.
Sure.
And that's in Glasgow, yeah?
Yeah, Govan, Glasgow. Govan, okay. G-O-V-A-N.
Okay, brilliant. So, do you have any siblings at all, Brian? Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, there was 9 of us. My mother had 9 kids.
All right, okay. No problem at all. Right, no problem at all. Okay, Brian, bear with me just one moment. So,
sure.
In regards to you being placed into care when you was younger,
yeah.
What was the reason that you was placed into care, can I ask?
I got thrown out of Govan High Secondary School, plus I'd been to the children's panel a number of times for various things. I was told to leave Govan High School and not to come back.
No problem.
And the state said, you'll find
so what I need to put on your report is... What I need to put on your report as well, we need to put a beneficiary onto your report, Brian. So what that means is if anything was to happen between now and the time you was to receive your compensation payment, who would you like the money to go to?
That'd be my sister Anne.
Okay. And do you know Anne's details by any chance? What's
my Anne White?
Is it Anne White?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know her date of birth and contact number by any chance?
No, but she stays at 5 Fairfield Gardens in Govan, just near the shipbuilders.
5 Fairfield Gardens?
Yes, Govan.
And that's in Govan, yeah?
We've got a call coming through there, mate. Can you phone me back,
please? Oh, you're okay, don't worry.
Can you phone me back?
Yeah, I'll ring you back in a second, Brian. Oh, yeah, I'll ring you back in a second.